The Hotche Hashana, we mentioned last year, Sefer Yetzirah brings down each month the ois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for that month, the Aver and the Guf, the Koyches HaNefesh, and so on. The Tzaddik speaks about every month he had a kviyas for a Rosh Chodesh Suda, and he would speak about each month the different yanim. So I guess if that's it, that's a makom to start from. Last year we spoke about it says that Adar is Schoik in the Koyches HaNefesh. We spoke about Schoik, we spoke about Levyosin. I want to speak about the different inyan. There's enough in yanim that in Adar, it says that the animal that's connected Adar is Dogim, which last year we spoke about specifically about Levyosin Zayotzat al-Sachek Boy, but I want to speak about the Etzim Bri of Dogim. It says Tzor Tzura, and he was Boyer Dogim, that's Shaykh the Mazel Adar. Besides the Nyanim that I mentioned there in the Sefer Yetzirah that Reb Tzaddik brings every month, the Reb Tzaddik and others, Kedushas Levi before him, also line up the Shvatim. There's Yud Beis Chadashim, Yud Beis Shvatim, and they both were Mechav Lo Yisadava Midas Atzmam, that there's no previous marker came out, that the Shevet that's Keneged Chodesh Adar is Yosef. And that's where I'd like to understand a little bit more about it. Specifically, being that this year it's two Adars, it's an interesting Lishon of the Chazal. They don't speak about the month as being a Chodesh Miyuseres. They could have had another month, a reserve month, call it a different name, and whenever you need an extra month, you put in a spare month. It's nikva to be an extra, a double of the same month, to be Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. And the lashon that Chazal use is, it's the Ibur Chodesh, it's Ibur Yar, it's the Chodesh of Ibur. It's an interesting lashon. I would call it the Miyusar, the Noisaf. Chazal were kevea the lashon Ibur. So I'd like to understand the Nekud of Adar. And it's Mahalach Keneged Yosef, the Dogim Shaboy. There's one more inyan, Chazal, in Sefer Yetzirah it says it's Keneged the Eva, that's Tchoil. Tchoil is what we call a spleen, and Chazal say that Tchoil is Seichik, but there's also inyanim, it's a Tchoil Atzmoy, that's Shayach to the month. One more Ara, the Megala Mukis, or Nosson Nata Shapira, it was from the Gdolei Mekubalim, after Arizal, but from the earlier Deiris, before the Chassidish Deiris. He was he was a giant. He wrote a sefer called Megala Mukis, which is a very, very, it's remozim, piloidic remozim in the Torah, mamash, just piloim, mountains of remozim. He has one sefer on the word Veschanan, Reishnun Bezefanim, of explaining the word Veschanan, also piloidic remozim, a thick sefer. And he says that the Chodesh Adar is Keneged Yosef. He's earlier than I guess they didn't have a Sefer or whatever. But he says the remez for it is Es Dibosom Ra is Rosh Tevis Adar, which you would expect, the last place you expect to find a remez for Adar is Es Dibosom Ra. And he says in the side of Adar being a month of the Iber month, is connected the side of Ba'erev, the Ayin, Erev Yolin Bechi, Vila Baikarina, is Ibur. It's a Medrash Pliya for us. We'll try to explain, understand the Inyan here. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the first Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that has an Inyan of Piri Virivya is Dogim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Pur Vu, that Dogim would become manifold, they would increase tremendously. So Rashi says, if it would say just Pru, it would mean one dog would have one offspring. Revu is the ribui, and it was needed a special bracha, because since Sodom v'chaserim, the people fish and they take the fish away, so there's no more, so they need a bracha. If animals also need, they didn't want to because of the nachash and so on. But al kopanim, the first barrier that there was a chalois of piriv-rivi was on dogim rather than adam. And the reason is because they mechaser them. The takana of nesuin is yom revi, leil chamishi. One of the two reasons is because of the bracha of the dogim. In other words, the reason, even though birchas adam was yom shishi, but that's second best, I assume, because birchas dogim are, it's the first time in the bria that there's such a bracha, and that's the makor of all brachas. So in dogim you find an inyan of ribui. But I what I don't understand is why, mele why you need the word revu, I understand. Because, like Rashi says, pri could be one from one. Revu means that you get a lot of fish, one fish spawns thousands of fish. So why didn't it say tirbu? That you should be misrabe. What do you need now the word pru for? Revu means there should be many. From one fish, there'll be thousands of fish. What's the word pru over there? And Rashi says the word pru itself is misleading. It means only one. So the Gemara says, there's one other inyan, there's something else in the bria that chal, the word, that the word pru says on. It says, there's a Gemara in Hilchos Mikvois. It says that the gelas, which is nahar pros, is sada rabba marava. It's the edus on rain in Eretz Yisrael. The nahar pros is something that comes from Eretz Yisrael. It starts in Yisrael, it goes through Bavel, and today it's called Euphrates. I don't know if it is the same, it's not the same, but Kapanim, it's Nahar Pros, and it swells with rains. As it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it swells up and it flows into Bavel, and you can tell it's raining in Eretz Yisrael. That's one mandiyama, one sheet in the Gemara. And Bemeil, it's an afkemina, whether it's kosher for Tevila or not, because it's Zeichlin and so on. It's Mikvois de Ginyanim. There's machlokes Rav and Tuma and two lishas of Shmuel. One man Yomer says no. Loma nikoshma pras. It says because meimeha aparin v'ravin. Like it says, pras mikipe mizbarach. Pras is mizbarach from its own sources. And even if you see the river swelling, it's not because of the rain, but because it itself became stronger. And even if there's some rain, but it's bottled and so on. So you have a Hagdara that pras meloshen parim v'ravin. Lomer kashrat because of parim v'ravin. Obviously, the word pras is coming connected the word pru rather than the word revu. It's parim because mikipe mizbarech. It's mizbarech from its own source. So we have a Hagdara in Chazal that rivya is feribui. That there should be many. That's the lashon of revu. Pru is that the bracha comes minei, that it's mikipe mizbarach, that it's since fish, if they would depend on the outside world, they would be nikhat, they would be decimated. They don't live well with the outside world, so b'meila they have to be mizbarach on themselves. So pru is something can find ribui and hemshech mi'atzmoi, that's pri. And revia is bebracha, to do it many times. That's the hagdara of the word piria, of the word pru. The mela, those in yanim in the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the bria a mahalach, most of the bria is dependent. If science studies different animal lives, so if you take a look, how come there are a lot of deer because there's a lot of vegetation, there are no enemies. How come there are less deer because there are more enemies around us, less vegetation. Things are interdependent on other things, and as the tide flows, that's how they go. Dogim is an exception, that even though everything is out to get the dogim, there nisbarech me'atzmam. It's a p'chin of pros mikipe mizbarech. That's the malach of period. in the Ovis and the Shvatim, the Chiddush of Yosef, Mitzad Yaakov, there was meant to be Yud Beis Shvatim, and that's it. There was not destined to be more than Yud Beis Shvatim Mitzad Yaakov. The Pella of Yosef, it's the Pshat, Yosef, within Yosef, there's another Shevet. That's the Chiddush of Yosef. So it's not the Pshat that Yaakov had 13 Shvatim. Yaakov always has Yud Beis Shvatim. And it's either Menashe and Ephraim and Levi goes out usually or whatever, or it's a din in Yosef that Mineu Bei, he was able to have Shvatim on himself. All of the Shvatim were Tola and Yaakov. If Yaakov had them, they were Shvatim, if not, not. Yosef was the only one that as a Shevet, he had Shvatim as well. That was the Chiddush of Yosef in the Koima of Klal Yisrael. The son that second, Yosef called Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Be'onyi, about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mafrimi Be'onyi. It's not the Pshat, it's not only Pshat B'mikra, I was also in dire straits, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Paris. Because I was Be'onyi, because there was nothing around that gave me anything, any support or any comfort, that's why I found it within myself. Like it says in the Pasuk, Kasher Yanu Ken Yerba V'chen Yifroitz, the Lashon Proitz also comes, same Lashon of Peirish, the same Sheirish. It's because as long as something is dependent on someone else, for instance, let's say somebody is being supported by somebody, so he gauges his lifestyle by the amount he's getting. And more, less, more. That's how he's misnahig. The minute he becomes independent, if that's it, the person cuts him off, and he has to start working himself. A lot of times, the person is matzliach more. He realizes the resources he has within himself, and he makes. And then he realizes he's limited to only exhausting his own koyches. There is no limit imposed on the outside. So the Mahalach of Pirya is Mizgala specifically because people at Tzad and Machzeh Dogim, that's why they have a Brach of Pirya, because Yosef was Beretz Onyi, that's where was Mizgala the Hifrani, that's where Ephraim came from, and where Klal Yisrael was Nisana, that's where they were pirates. In the Koiches of the Chodesh, that's the koyach of Ibur, means that it's Mineu Bei Mizbarach, as opposed to something I get from someone else. It's very interesting. It says in Chazal, the Psik Derab, the very strange Psik Derab, he says that Ephraim was somebody who was Mimayit in taking for himself. Because the Mahalach of Pirya is Mizgala, if a person lives because of what he takes from others, so then that's what he has. There's no Mizgalos of Pirya Mitzaratzmai. When the person is Pirya Mitzaratzmai, that's when he's Mizgala his self from it. The Tchoil, it's interesting. Chazal's, one of the Tchuna that's specifically appended to it in the Sefer Yetzirah Seichik. There's another interesting Tchuna about Tchoil that Kimat is not Shaykh in any other Eva. It bets him not Shaykh. There's in Trefus, a missing Eva is a Trefer. If it has in it different deformities, a hole in most Evarim, a hole and a different crush and so on, that's Trefus. Trefus has two aspects to it. What you do to the Eva, not what caused the Trefer, which Evarim are life essential or vital, and have trephis. That's the trephis is a combination of a vital aver and damage in a certain way. Tchoil is an aver that if it's nikavat tchoil, it's treif, because and a person can't live if it's nikavat tchoil. And in modern medicine like that also, a person lolena has a ruptured spleen. It's because it's sakaras fascius because it bleeds. If you take away the tchoil, then it's you can live. The pshat is, it's the it's the aver and the guf that when the aver is gone, the guf finds its mitzias. It, whatever the tchoil does, the body can do also. The body has within itself to produce tchoil-like. But as long as the tchoil is there, the body is not accomplishing what the tchoil does. Take the tchoil away and the body takes over its functions. It's a pelahu. But that's the mahalach. So there's a chelik in the tzuras adam, kaimis adam, that if you, as long as it's there and it's not functioning, then it's not good. If you take it away, you take over its functions. You're able to take over its mahalach in the bria. That's the mazel of Adar, that Klal Yisrael has in itself 12 chadashim, and it's not 13 chadashim. But if you need it, the 12th chodesh carries in itself another chodesh. It's called, Chachmei Yisrael called it Ibur for a reason. It's not an added chodesh, it's the chodesh that you find within an existing chodesh. In Adar you find another Adar. That's Mazel Dagim. It's Takapiria. It finds itself within itself. That's the pras that's Bekipim Yisbarach. We marked on the Be'er of Yolam Bechiv La Boikarina. It says that the Malach V'Royin is Laila, is his Tchum. Laila Hoyre Geva, the Pasuk in Iyov. That the Be'er of Yolam Bechiv means just like Yosef HaTzadik, the Erev of his life was when he was thrown out of his father's house, Nashani. He was tossed out from his fathers, from his brothers, from everybody. That was the Be'er of Yolam Bechi. V'Laboy Kerina was the where he found in himself the Uber of Ephraim. He found himself the Iber of Ephraim. That is the Metzias of Adar. Adar is the Mazel of Adar's Dogim because it's Keneged the Bria of Pirya. Pirya is the final, it's the chsim of the Chodshe Hashana, because that's the chsim of Kaimas Adam. A person has everything, but he's dependent. The moment of independence is when he has a koyach within himself of Pirya. Somehow the Lava Malkus we usually have, as the winter drags on, and it's sluggish, and it's cold, and people are sick, and people are tired, The pasuk says, you know, the am is chotzer, it's yavesh. There's a sense of drying out, and people are in the habit of attributing it to a lot of factors, which is correct. Chavrus is sick. Chavrus is going out. He's going out. Job, this, that, and especially in the yeshiva, where there are so many, by us, there's so many factors that are outside factors that affect people. If a person remains dependent, nafshiistic, on what's happening around him, then it's going to be tzadon v'chaserit. That's the mahalach. We are too exposed and too involved in what's happening around that a person can survive as long as he remains dependent on that. When a person develops the tchuna of mikipe mizbarech, when a person understands that what makes a person, the chsima of Chodshe Hashana and the chsima of Koiches HaNefesh is that a person is Parah V'Rava, that a person has himself a koyach to be mizbarech me'atzmai, mikipe mizbarech, then that kufa turns into a tremendous kufa of atzlacha. Sometimes you see somebody doesn't have a chavrusa and he's down, he doesn't want to come, he's not. If he decides, listen, I want to learn, and even if I don't have a chavrusa, who's on here, and he starts learning himself, and he starts learning the koil, and he starts writing, and he starts talking and learning, this and that, all of a sudden he realizes there was a whole new person there. He thought that his metzias was a dependency. Dependent on a chavrusa, dependent on a rebbe, dependent on the shir, dependent on the weather, dependent on college, dependent on a job, dependent on everything. And there's a tkuf of nituk. You know, this happens, that happens, the other thing happens, and there's a kashayano isam. There's an element of Be'er Yolam Bechi. If a person is misgaber on it, then what the person discovers in himself is the koiches of, he can be mizbarach mikipoy. He doesn't need rain to swell him up. He's able to flow from himself. And that marks the transition from someone that's doomed to shrivel and dry up, or someone that can continue flowing no matter what the conditions outside are. It's mitzarechot, that's the nesoyin of this tkufa, sai mitzad, the tkufa in life, sai mitzad, the tkufa in the year. But I mean, that's the bracha of Adar. It's the mazel of Dagim. It's the shirkoim of Yosef. It's the Ephraim within the Yosef. It's the koiches of Ibur. That's the koiches of Adar. As the Bosom Ra started Adar, from as the Bosom Ra, Yosef became an Av instead of an Ach. That's where it started from. It started with a Be'er Yol and Bechi. And if the chizuk we get out of it is that we learn that a person is not dependent necessarily on what's outside him. And adarabra, when things outside dry up, when sources outside dry up, the person finds in himself, and the person is misbarech mikipe, and he flows himself, then not only is he para, but he's rava, and his koichas flow in a limitless way.